This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The McDonough County Health Department says community members can contribute to the local COVID-19 response. Public Information Officer Stephanie Johnson says you can donate cash or supplies.
At the Health Department, we are accepting monetary donations if they wish to specify that it's, you know, for PPE for first responders. They can do that and just provide that money to the Health Department, and we will use it to buy the supplies that are needed.
If someone wants to write a check, who should that be made out to?
McDonough County Health Department.
And how are you doing on PPEs?
Right now, we do have some PPE in store. We are also accepting donations of PPE like N95 masks, surgical masks, homemade cloth face masks, gloves, booties, goggles, face shields, gowns, disinfectants, and hand sanitizer. Just to keep that supply going as needed. We don't know yet, you know, in the future what might happen to the supply chain, so we'd like to make sure that we have enough to last us for a little bit.
How are you doing on those supplies right now?
We're doing okay on those supplies at the moment.
If somebody wants to donate some, for example, homemade face masks, are there certain guidelines they should follow in making those?
Well, we will accept any face masks that are made as a donation. There is a preferred style of mask that MDH has selected. We do have copies of that pattern in our donation box in our vestibule at the Health Department, and it's also available on our website and our Facebook page as well as MDH's.
Has the message changed at all to the general community about how to best prevent the spread of the virus?
Not a whole lot. We're just asking people to stay home, except for essential needs and services. And we're asking when you are out in public to maintain social distancing of about 6 feet between people. We also recommend that you follow the CDC's recommendations of wearing a face mask when you're out in public, where that social distancing might be difficult to attain, like at a pharmacy or grocery store, that sort of place.
Stephanie Johnson of the McDonough County Health Department says while they're grateful for donations, the most important thing you can do is to adhere to those guidelines about staying at home and maintaining social distancing. Johnson also says the Health Department has converted the Little Free Library in front of its building into a Little Free Food Pantry. She says anyone can donate non-perishable packaged foods or take what they need. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.